Now you see what's happening. Question, 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 question. And the idea is each question pushes us a little bit deeper into Scripture. I remember a lady, a colleague of mine at the time, not anymore. She's now not in teaching anymore. She is at home with her children. And she went to Israel, and I sometimes can be a little bit dogmatic about the way I say things. my wife would stand up and cheer at this moment. And I said, Jesus isn't the answer man, he's the question man. Because I noted how often people come to Jesus, they ask him a question, what does he do? He asks them a question back. That's pure rabbi, just what the rabbis did. So I said, Jesus isn't the answer man, he's the question man. Well, that offended her. Because she thinks of Jesus, she said, Jesus has always been my answer man. So we had this little thing. Dottie would say, RVL, Jesus gave an answer, look. And I'd say, Dottie, look, Jesus asked a question. And we did this like for 2 weeks. We went to Tzfat, and she went into this photography shop. It's an old Jewish rabbi who does this on the side, concentration camp survivor, this incredible Jewish impressionist. Did you guys go to Tzfat, to the Polish guy? Anyway, she's looking at all this art on the wall, and she's an art teacher. And she said to him, may I ask you a question? I don't think she understood at all what she was getting into. And he said, yes, what? And she said, which is your favorite? And he said, are you married? Now for her, fortunately, she said, yes, why? Because if she wouldn't have said why, that would have been the end. Yes. Oh, okay. And she thought, that was the dumbest. Why? He said, do you have any children? And she said, yes, a son and two daughters. Why? And he said, which is your favorite? That's rabbinic dialogue. Question, question, question until you answer your own question. Because it isn't my answer that matters, it's yours. That's the power of rabbinic. Anyway, okay? But remember, the question, if I ask you a question, the question you respond with is your answer. Are you with me? Now, come with me. It's on the Temple Mount. They came to Jesus and they said, where did you get the authority? Where did you get the authority to say that? What was Jesus' response? Let me ask you a question. What's his question? Where did John the Baptist get smicha? Now, first of all, that tells us that he thought John had authority. So he's supporting the whole system. Because he says, where does John get his authority? So that's Jesus. But second, that's also his answer. Where did he just tell them that he got his authority? Same place as John. Or, you could interpret it, he could have been saying, I got it from John. Now the Jewish scholars, I never forget the day I heard this the first time, come with Jesus down to the Jordan River. John says, hey, look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. That sound like authority? But that's only one. What happens next? God says, this is my son. I love him. Listen. And my professor in a Jewish class said, the goy over here, Gentile, has the only rabbi in history whose smicha comes directly from God since Moses and Aaron. Now that puts Jesus in a very unique rabbinic position because he has smicha directly from God himself. And not only that, but at the end of his life, he stands with his disciples and says to them, all authority. Nobody else has any. That's why there is no other name, no other way to be saved than Jesus. If I plead with you with one thing, don't buy into pluralism. That there are other ways to get there. Only one has all authority in heaven and on earth. As I understand his teaching. Now, what that meant was, Jesus, at least among his contemporaries, was thought as one of the big guys. This guy has smicha. Now, realize that having smicha didn't make you infallible to them. Didn't make you God. Some rabbis with smicha made some very stupid mistakes in history. So you say, well, if they thought he got smicha from God, why didn't they all believe him? And the answer was, well, not every smicha rabbi always did it right. They were human too. So, but anyway, you start with the rabbi. Now, how did you become a disciple of a rabbi? Well, let's take a look at that. I'm going to do this real quickly. Yeah, right.